is Siyata Deshmaya. We're doing the
halachos of Mevatlin, or for that matter, Ein Mevatlin, Isser L'chatchila, that appear in Simen Tzadi Tes, halachos Hey and Vav. This will be Geshmak, that we'll be able to do the whole sugya in one day, B'Siyata Deshmaya. Siv Zayin is a branch of that, which we'll pick up with on Monday, which isn't directly related to the core issues of Ein Mevatlin Isser L'chatchila, and actually it segues well into the halachos of insects and so on, which is the sugya of Beria, which we'll pick up with in Simin Kuf. Okay. Ein Mevatlin Isser L'chatchila, where do you find it? What's it based on? You know, up until now we've been discussing Lo Sevashel Gediva Chalev Imo. We have a pasuk. We have Achrei Rabin Lahatos, which tells us Dine Rov. We have Tam Ki Iker, Mishras Hanovim. We have places we always start from, as our great Rebbe Rav Schechter is always careful to make sure that we start, we know where it is in the Torah, and then to see how it appears in the Mishnayos, and then to see how it goes through in the Gemara. So, Ein Mevatlin Isser L'chatchila, you go through all the Torah, you won't find it. You go through all the Mishnayos, you won't find it. In fact, if you take a look at the Shach Sivkatan Zayin, on the first words of the Mechaber, Ein Mevatlin Isser L'chatchila, he says that you can't find it in the Torah because it's not in Din D'Oraisa. Kosav HaRashba says the Shach Sivkatan Zayin, Dahainu Midrabanan L'das Tosis. That's a Din D'Rabanan. Avodasa Raivid Asa Midoraisa. The Raivid says that this is a Din Doraisa. What is this Din? So let's just now translate the words. The words are that if you have an Iser and you want to remove it, one way you could use is, if it's Yavish B'Yavish, say, add two more heter, and then you'd say it's Batel. If it's Lach B'Lach, so then add 60 times, and it'll also be Batel. So that's the issue. So the Rajba says, it's a din d'rabbanan, you're not allowed to do that. The Ravid says it's a din d'oraisa. The problem is that the Ravid can't find a pasuk that I'm aware of. I don't know any pasuk that you could point to that would tell you, Ein Mevatlin Isser L'chatchila. Where would that be a pasuk? So there is no pasuk. The answer is that it's a svara. The Gemara in Bava Kama and Vava Mebeis tells us that if you have a svara, you don't need a pasuk. The Gemara says a svara is better than a pasuk. So therefore, the Ravid says it's mistaber, that since the Torah tells you this is aser, so then you can't go and use another mechanic of bittel. So that's the machlokus between the Rajba and the Ravid. So where do we find it in the Talmud? So we find this in the Gemara, even though it's not even straight out in the Mishnayos. The easiest Gemara to work with, which will have nafkaminas in terms of within the Shulchan Aruch itself, is a beautiful Gemara on Beitza and Avdal and Amabez, which is in your booklet. The Gemara is discussing the halachos of Muktza. And there the Gemara says, Amar of Masna, Eitzim Shenoshru Min Hadekel. If you have wood that fell off of a palm tree, V'toch HaTanur B'yomtev. So this wood was Muktza. Says the Gemara in Daladam Beis, Mar Be'aleim Eitzim Muchanim U'masikin. So you're allowed to be Mavatel it. You're going to be Mavatel the Muktza. And by adding wood that was already prepared before Yom Tov. Everybody have it over here of Masna's Din? 10 lines from the top on Dalet Amud Beis. Asks the Gemara, V'alkama apich b'yisura. But wait a second, when you're going to be stoking the wood, the firewood, you're going to be touching the Muktzah. Says the Gemara, Kima deruba deninu, deterininu, ki kama apich be'teru kama apich. So Gemara here is saying alumdus in terms of bittul. Gemara says we view the whole taruvos as heter once it's a robe of heter, and therefore when you're not going to be considered mishtamish with muktza. Ah, here the Gemara introduces the svara, either the svara de rabbanan according to the Rajba or svara de raisa according to the Ravid. Valka mevatel isser l'chatchila, but aren't you being mevatel by adding the non muktza wood? Isn't that isser l'chatchila? Utnan. And we learned that you can't be mevatel isser l'chatchila. I said to you that's not mefurish in the Mishnah. Here the Gemara says utnan ein mevatel isser l'chatchila. When you take a look, the Mishnah never uses the term ein mevatel isser l'chatchila. The Gemara is pointing out, if you read the Mishnah in Trumas well, the Mishnah in Trumas says that you can't do it. But this term is really, as far as I know, a Gemara term. It's first introduced by the Gemara. It's not even found in the Mishnah. So that's a Mishnah in the end of Perikei in Trumas that says that when you have Truma, you're not allowed to add chulin to be mevatel. So Gemara answers, Hani Mili, and this is going to be one of our most important yesodos in Ein Mevatlin Isser L'chatchila. Hani Mili, says the Gemara, Bidaraisa, Avo Bidarabanon Mevatlin. Ah, so the halacha is, a Minat Torah, Einach Nami, you can't. Midrabanon, you can. It will go in two directions. If you hold that Eim Avatlan Issa L'Chatchila in itself is a Din D'Rabbanan, says very good. The Rabbanan were only Gozer on Dine D'Oraisa. They weren't Gozer on Dine D'Rabbanan. If you go like the Ravid, it's going to be a little bit more difficult. There will be a little bit difficult, but you would go the other way. And you would say that Muktza, when they were Gozer Muktza, they never created the Isser Muktza when you're it was mevutal, even if it was mevutal by the person intentionally. Either way, the Gemara clearly differentiates between deraisa and derabbanan. How we paskin la'alacha, even though it's a black and white Gemara, that eim avatlan isla chatchila doesn't apply to yisurei derabbanan, is going to be important and questionable based on the hemshich of the Gemara. Now, the simple way of reading the Gemara is you put a hard period over here. There's something we call a hard period and a soft period. So one way of reading the Gemara in Beit says you put a hard period here, and the Gemara now asks another kasha. Ula Rav Ashi. And according to Rav Ashi, da amar kol davar sheish lamatirin, afilu bidrabanan lo batal. Rav Ashi introduces another klal, which is actually going to be extremely important for us shortly in Hilchos Taruvos, so I might as well explain it now. Rav Ashi says that even though we have a rule that if you have Isser and Heter, the Heter is the Rov, it's Mevatel the Isser, that's only going to be if the Isser is not going to become Mutter. However, ironically, if the Isser is going to become Mutter, then we say it's not Batel. Why? You would say the opposite, that it's going to become Mutter. So Rashi's explanation, the Ran has a razzle-dazzle lumdash explanation that we're not going to discuss. Now, Rashi gives a very simple explanation. Rashi says, Dover Sheish L'Matirin is not Batel, because we say, why should you rely on Bittel? Wait till tomorrow when it's going to become Mutter. The Mupsa tomorrow is going to become Mutter, and use it then. Use the other firewood now. That's the famous Svara of Rashi. Rashi actually appears over here in Beit Zadav Dalet. So that's the rule of Rav Ashi that says that Dover Sheish L'Matirin is not going to be batal. So Gemara says, fine, I took care of the problem of Eim Avatlan Issa L'Chatchila, but what about Rav Ashi who says Dover Sheish L'Matirin is not batal? So Gemara answers, L'chura at first glance has nothing to do with our sugya. The Gemara says, Hani Mila Hecha De'ikal Yisura Be'enei. When do we say we're Machmer Dover Sheish L'Matirin? That's when the Isser is going to remain. Hacha Mikla Kali Yisura. Here, the Isser is going to be burnt up. So since the Isser is going to be burnt up, we're going to be more Mekel. Now obviously this requires more explanation. What does that mean? That since the Isser is going to be burnt up, we're going to make on Dover Sheish L'Matirin, but we'll leave this for now. That the Gemara says, here when it comes to Eitzim, we'll be more Mekel. Really, it should be a problem of Dover Sheish L'Matirin. It's not a problem of Dover Sheish L'Matirin. At first glance, for our purposes, what's more interesting is the first part of the Gemara. The Gemara said that we have a rule of Eim Avatlan Issa L'Chatchila, and the Gemara said that by Yom Tov it doesn't apply, because Yom Tov is a Din D'Rabbanan, and then we'll be Mekel for Eim Avatlan Issa L'Chatchila. Therefore, if you have Atzei Muktza, no problem, you could use it on Yom Tov, because ultimately it's only an Issur D'Rabbanan, and we don't have a problem of Eim Mevatlin Issa L'Chatchila. However, there are three shitos about how to read this Gemara, and we're going to do Shulchan Aruch out of order. We are going to do Se'iv Vav, first, of course, through the Tur and Beis Yosef, and then do it through the eyes of the Shulchan Aruch, and then go back to Se'iv Hei, because that is the more textual reading in the Gemara itself, and then we'll go back to Se'iv Hei. So if we take a look in Sadi Tes Vav, in the Tur, we have the Torah immediately quotes a machlokis between the Rajba and the Rush that relates to this Gemara. Says the Torah, Sadi Tes Vav. Because of a Rajba, the Rajba said, Avodavar she'ikar yisura eno midrabanan. If we have something that its ikar iser is only midrabanan, kigon, gvina shel goyim, ushmano shel gid, so says the Rajba, we have something that Dover is only Asr Midrabbanan. And he gives two examples, Gvina Shel Akum and the Shuman Shel Gid, which is only Midrabbanan. You're not allowed to be Mevatalit. You're not allowed to be Ma'arvit Beheter. Nafol Me Atzmo Beheter. Afal pishein heter kidei levatol mutalos a better kidei lachshira kidechazinans she beitzim she nashru meadekel betoch hatanur biyomtiv she mutal harbos leim eitzim muchanim latirin. Comes along the Rajba, and the Rajba says to me, he says, Chaim, you read the Gemara wrong. The Gemara did not say that you're allowed to be mevatel iser lechatchila, period. In the case of the eitzim she nashru meadekel, no. even by Yisurei Derabbanan. It's only if they already started getting mixed in. If they already started getting mixed in, so then in such a case, you'd be allowed to be mevatel. And he adds, it has to be davar she'ikar yisuro elo midrabban. It has to be something that the ikar iser is only midrabbanim. Which means that if it's something that would be a doraisa, in other words, something that has something above it a doraisa, but for a technical reason, this is not a doraisa, or it's a gzeira atu a doraisa, then in such a case you would have to be machmir, even if the taruvos have already started to get mixed up. When will we be makel? The case in Beitza was a case of where you have something that was muktza midrabbanan.
It's a hoof. It's like
chicken. Oh, very good. So comes along Shua and says, what will you say about basar of b'chalav? So if you take a look, the Beis Yosef points out that the Rambam actually gave that example in our sugya. So that will be a machlokis between the Rajba and the Rambam. And we're going to come out, we're going to have three shitos lahalacha, even though in terms of how you read the Gemara, you could have even read the Gemara with more shitos. But keeping to the standard Rishonim, we're going to go with these three shitas: the Rambam, the Rosh, and the Rajba. So comes along the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef is a little bit before. He quotes Kasav a Rambam, a little bit before Sivav. Everybody have it? It's the Dibra Maskel right before Sivav. Kasav a Rambam Perek Tezvav Mihilchas Machalos Asuros. Also Levatli Surim Shalteira Lechatkilim and Bitel Hareza Mutter. Va'afal Piken Kansu Also Chacham Va'asru Akol. Avol Iser Divrehem. The Rambam says in Isa Midrabban you're allowed to be mevatel. Ketzat cholov shenafla k'deira sheish b'basar of v'nasan tam b'k'deira marbel of basar of acher ad sheibatel atam. So the Rambam is not the shitas ha Rajba. The Rambam doesn't limit the Gemara to mutsa that doesn't have an ikar iser min haTorah. Basar of is clearly as an ikar iser min haTorah. We even had Tanoim hold that basar of was doraisa. That we don't paskin like, according to the majority of shitas. But at the end of the day, clearly basar of bechalav, whether you say it's a din in the cheftzor or gzeira on the gavra, however you masbir it, but at the end of the day, basar of bechalav is clearly davar sheishi karo min haTorah. So Rambam seems to disagree with the Rosh on two levels. Black on white, he disagrees with the Rosh, where he says that it applies, you could be mevatel, even a Isser Derabbanan that has Ikar Isura min haTorah. That's number one. Number two is the Rambam did not make the diuk that the Rajba made in the Gemara. The Rajba says that the only time it's going to be mutter is that you're allowed to add is if it already started to be mevatel. What did he say was the case of Eitzim Shenashu Min Adekel? It said, you know what? It started, the other stuff started falling in. So since the other stuff, or already was mixed into other stuff, so all you're doing is you're continuing that. When do we say that we make a gzeira, a mevatlin, a silchatchila? That's when you're starting it. But if, why? What's the svara of a mevatlin, a silchatchila? We're afraid that a person's not going to do it properly. But when it's already started to get mixed up, then they didn't make the gzeira. Then we don't have a mevatlin, a silchatchila. So the Rambam seems to disagree with that as well. So on two different grounds, we have a machlokis between the Rambam and the Rush. Now, interestingly, the Rajba. The Rambam and the Rajba. I apologize. The previous sheet that we're discussing is the Rambam and the Rajba. So the Rajba had told us that only something that doesn't have an Iker Iser Min haTorah. So Rambam seems to disagree on two levels. Number one, the Rambam seems to say that you could do it straight up with a Derabbanan. Number two, he seems to say it even Davar She'ikar Isuro Min haTorah. But notice, as many things in halacha, the most lenient opinion gets forgotten. The Rambam doesn't make its way into the Torah, doesn't make his way into Shulchan Aruch, Bepashtus, and that's it. So there we have the Rambam and the Rajba. Yeah?
Just, I don't understand what the Torah says, Avar V'Arvo V'Hetar V'Lavatlo, the show you can what remains Aser.
Yeah, this is a different halacha. This is a halacha that a person, he did it. In other words, he initiated it. So then it depends on what the case was. If he did it b'shogeg, he didn't realize, that it was aser, so then he'll be able to eat the food. But if he didn't realize that's aser, then it's going
to
be aser to him.
He did hayak kavan to mevatel, but he didn't realize that it was an aser thing to do.
He didn't know that it was aser to do. Correct. Says the Rosh, Vadoni Avia Rosh Zal Kosab, says, continuing in the tour, Dafilu Isid Rabbanam Shinisarev Oslo Oslovatlo. Velo Hitiru Ela Be'etzim Shinashu Lato Chatan Ramishon Nimikli Kalu Yisura. Oh, says the Rosh. The Rosh turns the Gemara in his head. You're going to tell me how the Rosh read the Gemara. The Rosh says, you're not allowed to be Mevatel in Isir, even if it's an Isir de Rabbanan. Even if it already fell into stuff, it still qualifies as a mevatel isur chatchila. The only time you're allowed to is with wood, because the wood is mikli kali. The wood disappears. So Rabosai, how did the Rosh and the Tur read the Gemara? The answer is, they read the Gemara that there's a soft period before Rav Ashi. If you take a look back into the Gemara seemed to have forgotten about Eim Avatlan Islechatchila and said that if it's an Isser Durabana, then it's going to be Mutter. And then the Gemara brings up the Sugya of Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. According to the Rosh, when the Gemara says over here it's different because the wood disappears, the Gemara is not only talking about why Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin is not a problem, the Gemara is going back and also qualifying Eim Mevatlin Issa L'Chatchila and saying that when it comes to Eim Mevatlin Issa L'Chatchila, even by an Issa D'Rabbanan, it has to be that's not going to last. Once it's not going to last, so then in such a case, you don't have the same type of chash of Mevatlin Issa L'Chatchila. We're afraid by Mevatlin Issa L'Chatchila that what's going to happen is you're going to be Mevatlit and then you're going to come to have Hanah. But over here, it's going to be destroyed, so then you're going to be more Mekel. So when the Gemara answers Rav Ashi's question, Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, the Gemara is going all the way back. By the way, if you had asked me what's the simplest way of reading the Gemara, I would have read it like the Rambam. The Rambam is actually the simplest way of reading the Gemara, but La Halacha, the simplest way of reading the Gemara, is not the standard Havana Lamaisa. So three different shitas, Rambam, Rosh, and Rajba, and now we're ready, B'siyata D'Shmaya, to begin the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Sadi Tes Vav. Iser Shel Devrehem, if you have an Iser Midrabanan, Ein Arvin Oisai Biyadayim Kedei Levatloi, you're not allowed to mix it with your hands in order to be in Vatel. Vim asa kein, but if you do it, b'meizit asur. Then if you did it, b'meizit, it's asur. Avalam nafal ba'atzma. Ve'ein beheter k'dei levatloi, marbel lov umivatlo. But if it fell in, so then in such a case, the halach is that you're allowed to be marbe and mevatel. So the Shulchan Aruch, in regards to the machlokas between the Rajba and the Rosh, clearly learns like the Rajba. He doesn't say only those things that are going to be mikli kali. And he says that Isurei D'Rabbanan, if they've already started to become batel, then in such a case, you'll be allowed to be marbe lov umevatlo. Now that means that the heter of being mevatel, we've really, really cut down. All of our discussions that we're going to have, halacha lemaisa, of when you're allowed to add heter to be mevatel, will only be if there already has been a mixture. If there wasn't a mixture, then in such a case you can't. But that will sometimes still apply. So for example, you'll have factories. We're going to discuss halacha lemaisa. You'll have a factory that puts in 30 times the heter keneged the yisur. So that they already did. The question is, could the mashgiach instruct that they add even more? So that would be a question that we're going to see might be dependent on the Mechaber and the Ramah. So on the one hand, the Shulchan Aruch is machmir against the Rambam, at least the diuk that we made in the Rambam. Not everybody necessarily has to agree with our diuk, but clearly the Shulchan Aruch says that it has to be Nafal me'atzmo. If it's not nafal me'atzmo, you're not going to be matir. On the other hand, the Shulchan Aruch is not machmir for the position of the Rosh, who says that needs to be mikli kali. Just a second, let's just see the Ramah. Says the Ramah, v'yesh oimrim de'ein levatel iser d'rabban ol hosef alav kemoy iser d'araisa v'chein ogin v'ein l'shanos, that we should be machmir not only when it comes to Yisurei Durabanan, but even when it comes to Yisurei Duraisa. Says the Taz, these two psakim can be found in the way we read the Gemara. Says the Taz in Sifkat and Yabez, Mar Belov and Mavatlo, V'rayu lezem eitzim shenashu medek l'toch atan b'yomtev, Shemar Beleim eitzim uchanum madlikim k'disa b'beitza, Kenu dasa Rajba. That the Rajba says that once it fell in, you're allowed to add to Yisur Devranu. V'harosh, Shehu yesham shmei v'yamas, Really, d'shani asam be'eitzim mikli kali Yisura, Pirish she'ein nena mimehem ad shas biur min ha'olam. V'azei mamish b'yisur. So you, it's not going to be relevant any instance of that Gemara by the Eitzim, because here we're talking about food. And over there, the Eitzim are entirely destroyed, and since the Eitzim are entirely destroyed, the halach would be that it's going to be Aser. Incidentally, before I take your questions, the Taz in Vitema asks the Kash that we already discussed. And the Taz asks, and so we gave shir on this in Chanukah, so we're not going to repeat it. The Taz and the Shach, both over here, this is the place where we discussed the sugya of Chanukah, asked that, wait a second, we just learned that in Shulchan Aruch, that halacha is that if there was an Isur Durabanan that was mixed up with something else, you're allowed to be mosif, you're allowed to add. But when it comes to Ner Chanukah, so there we saw the leftover oil that was already mixed up with other things, the halacha is that you're not allowed to be mosif. So the question is, what's the difference between the two? So in one sentence, we saw that it could be that Ner Chanukah is entirely different. And that's this Taz and Shach. So we did through the eyes of the Shach and Yotes. You take a look, that's the Vitema immediately in the Taz. So this is the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. Yes, Zach?
Just to clarify, when you say Nafal Me'atzma, so that's that during that happens, and then it's the father, and of course the
correct. And it could be in either order, it would be mutter. Either you had Isser and Heter fell in without you being aware, or you had Heter and Isser fell in, then either way, but as long as you weren't the one who was consciously doing it, then in such a case you'd be able to be Mavata.
I feel like that's the most common case, that you'll have Heter and then by accidentally, this will fall, and now you're trying to be attacking that.
Beautiful. Correct. Correct.
As opposed to, like, you're not going to look at a whole pile of Isser by itself and say, well, we make this kosher by throwing 60 times of Heter onto it.
Correct.
Assuming
correct.
When your point is to do that, because like, you're not going to taste it anyway, if you make it about that.
And therefore?
See, when you say, what's the point difference?
I understand that you have to save your small children.
Right.
So okay. Either way, you couldn't necessarily, even if you made it, but if I took a piece of bacon and threw it into a massive chulin on purpose, if I took out the bacon, I wouldn't be able to eat it.
Zach wants to be mounted on
Yitzhak's. Yeah, fair. Okay, let's see this borne out lahalacha. So Ramesha in his Chuvas, in Igris Moshe Yaredea Chelik Aleph, Simin Samach Gimel, Ramesha, you know what? Before we get to Ramesha's Chuva. Even before. We'll go to another tshuva first. Ramesh tshuva we'll get to shortly. Chacham Avadya, in a tshuva, in Chelek Aleph, in Yabia Omer, Simin Ches, Oz Tes, Mesiach Lefitumo, he paskins halacha lemaisa like this mechaber. Dahainu. Chacham Avadya says that if you have basar of b'cholav, notice, willing to say it even by davar she'ikaru min haTorah. He says the Shulchan Aruch tells us that the halacha is that marbe alav umevatlo, and therefore he says the halacha would be one would be allowed to be mevatel in such an instance. So, like you said, probably there was a mistake, and something else had fallen into Heter. You could construct it, I think, in both directions. In such a case, Chacham Avadya paskins, in such an instance, you could be makel. Rav Miller Shlita pointed out that this comes up, he thinks, in many, many instances where people ask the following shayla. Cough syrup that has glycerin inside. Cough syrup that has glycerin inside. So the glycerin, there's a chash that we spoke about in the past, how to deal with the glycerin as being a, if it's a suffix, maybe there might be more room to be makel. And others, we spoke about that the toothpaste had, we didn't speak about cough syrup, we spoke about toothpaste that might have glycerin, and we spoke about using a toothpaste but not swallowing, and so on, with the taz in the beginning of simin sadiches. So what happens if you have cough syrup that you know, not a case of suffix, but you know that has glycerin inside, but could you be, and let's say is the cough syrup is made with 30 times the glycerin. Glycerin is not the rove of the cough syrup. So Rav Miller Lahalacha said that he thinks it's totally in the Mechaber and the Ramah whether you're allowed to add to the cough syrup. According to the Mechaber, you'd be allowed to add. According to the Ramah, you would not be allowed to add. That's what will come out. What's that? We're talking a case of where you knew that the glycerin in that case was only a derabanan. Let's say there wasn't tam. It's a tzior where the iser was only derabanan. Or probably Rav Miller himself was probably assuming. I don't want to speak for him, but I would guess he was assuming that it was already there was tam pogrom in the glycerin. In a case of where the cough syrup was did not taste good, so then the glycerin is already pogum, and that would be an iser derabanan, and then you would add. That's probably what he was referring to. Okay, so but actually, Rabbi Yom made a good point. In a case of where it's tasting good, we had, for example, Rebelsky argued that in the mouthwash there was nothing pogum, so he was concerned there is not pogum. So Rabbi Yom is pointing out it has to be a case of where. One would assess that the cough syrup is considered pogum. It really depends. This also Rebelsky spoke about. It really depends on which type of cough syrup. There's some cough syrups that are made with a very nice flavor, so then it might not be considered pogum. And then Binyamin's point is a valuable point. In such a case, you wouldn't even according to the Mechaber, you wouldn't be allowed to be marbe b'shvilo. That's Aleph. Another answer to your question would be this follows: if we were talking about a case of where the chashash and the syrup was not glycerin, but was yayin nesech. This you have often, that you have some type of grape flavor or some type of wine that was put into the cough syrup. This exists. So then, according to the Mechaber, the halacha would be that it's going to be mutter, and according to the Ramah, then it will be yasser. As I'm talking it out, I think Rav Miller was actually talking about the second case, as opposed to the first case, but the first case as well, if it was tam pogum, then it would also be nisur derabanan, and you would be allowed to be mosif. Okay? Good. So this is in regards to this machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah, and the tshuva of Chacham Avadya. Before we get to Ramesh's tshuva, let's now go back. This is going to be the deepest discussion and the most challenging discussion of today is the issue of the Tur and the Ramah, which will help us read properly Si'if Hei. So let's take a look at Si'if Hei in the Tur. There's a long Darkei Moshe, a beautiful Darkei Moshe, a very lumdish Darkei Moshe, and let's fasten our seatbelts and B'siyata D'shmaya get that, and then we'll go back to some more Halach L'maisa cases. Says the Tur, Kasa B'Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Sefer HaMitzvahs writes, now over here, previously, there were shailas in Tzadi Tes of Bittul. And the Torah decides over here, with these shailas of Bittul, now to bring in issues of Ein Mevatlin Isra Chatchila. So he quotes the Smag as saying the following, Kasav Sefer HaMitzvahs, Shetzarech HaChocham Lachkar, Im Nasnu Mayim B'Kedera, Achar Shenasnu Bo HaIsr, Sha'osan HaMayim Shenasnu Achakach, Ein Mitzdarfin Levatel HaIsr. So the Tur begins the discussion of Ein Mevatlin Isra Chatchila by bringing it back to the sugya of Chaticha Nasas Nevela. Now, if there's anything not clear, throw a tomato at me, okay? Because we're going to get back to some heavy taruvas lifting. It won't be impossible, but we have to work. So the Smag says like this, the Chacham has to check and look into, if you have Isur, and there was Mayim that was put inside of the Kedera, so then in such a case, you can't use that Mayim to be Mevatel the Isur. That Mayim cannot be taken into account to be Mevatel the Isur. And the Torah disagrees. V'linir she'en tzarch. Shafilim hosef mayim achakach. Im lo kiven k'dei levata li'isr mitzdarfin. So here the Torah is going to bring in another example of where eim avatel and isla chatril is acceptable. Where did we have? Derabbanans. That was our first. If you want to break down the sugya of eim avatel and isla chatril, simin sadi tes, you have the major categories of exceptions to eim avatel and isla chatril. We just finished exception number one. That's derabbanans. And there you have different Rishonim formulated differently. And then you have number two, Roman numeral two, is if you don't have Kavana. The Torah says, if you don't have Kavana, so then there's not a problem with Eim Avatel Nisla Chatchila. By the way, this is going to be Lamaisa, Lamaisa, Lamaisa. This is a very, very important idea. That the only time we're going to say the food is Aser is if you intended to be Mevatel. But what happens if you didn't intend, it's going to be Mutter. So comes along the Torah and he says, the smag is wrong. The smag was saying you need to cheshbon whether the guy put it in beforehand or didn't put it in beforehand. So before it got mixed into other things, he says as long as intention was not to be mevatel it, it's going to be fine. That's the tour. The Darkei Moshe is going to work hard to try to be miyasher the smag. What was the smag's chashash? Because everybody agrees that the halacha of Eim Avatel Nisla Chatchila only applies with someone who has kavana. So Darchei Moshe is going to give two pshatim. And he's going to take us back to basic yesodos in Chanan. So Rabosa, you see how we're doing this? Again, Roman numeral one was the heter of Dirabbanan's and Eim Avatel Nisla Chatchila. Roman numeral two is no kavana. The problem is that heter is so good, we don't understand the ratio of the tour that quoted the smag, who is machmir. So comes along the Darkei Moshe and he gives two reasons for why he was machmir. The first reason, says the Darkei Moshe, is as follows. Take a look at Beis. He says the Darkei Moshe, that wait a second. Who cares whether you have kavana to be mevatel or not? It's chaticha nasas nevela. At the end of the day, if you have isur and you added heter to it, and that isur gives tam to the heter, so then we say chaticha nasas nevela. So now what the Darkei Moshe has done, even without his two detailed explanations, he's put the onus of explanation on the tour. Why is it that you don't say Chanan? So says Darkei Moshe as follows. V'tzarech yun. Lama kasav stam de'ein tzarech lachkar achar zeh. Da'l rei lefi dvar b'mokim shechatich nas nevel k'gon basa b'chalav tzricha lechakir azu. V'hayu lo lefarish. First of all, Darkei Moshe says there's no explanation. There's no mention of whether we say it's whether it's basa b'chalav or shari surim. And we know that there are many Rishonim who are machmir by basa b'chalav by Chanan. And Mako when it comes to Shari Surim. Voy, how you lola farish, va'od, lufima shaksafti lil tzadi beis dalit, anu nogin b'choli surin chanan. And says the Darkei Moshe, the Torah himself mentions that there are many who are machmer even by Shari Surim. So then we're going to have to be machmer in all instances. Avol nirali, says the Darkei Moshe, de'ein dvar v'nechonim. No. The idea to say chanan over here is not relevant. Mishum dahad the kasa rabbeinu the kaimel and kolisun shuruba alein mishum mutarin koi a kolisun afilu basa bechalav. Afagav the kuli ana chanan svirle. So he says, I have to answer this question. Skip down two lines. Vahad arminan chanan. I love this answer, Darkei Moshe. Says the Darkei Moshe, haynu im irva b'meizit. What a lumdus. He says the din of chanan is only when you intentionally mix the two. So the Darkei Moshe's first yisod, which is not going to be lahalacha, is he says that you could be that the chiluk is whether the din of Chanan applies when the mixture was done b'shogeg. Could very well be that the din of Chanan does not apply when it was done b'shogeg. It only applies b'mezit, when you did it b'mezit. I thought the svara of the Starchei Moshe fits in beautifully what our grand Rebbe taught us, and that is that the din of the explanation of Chanan by Shari Surim is that Chanan is based on a host, that you have that it's a host. In other words, the heter is hosting the iser, and because it hosts the iser, so then it becomes the heter becomes identified with the iser. So it could be that Darchei Moshe is throwing in an interesting svara. When would you say that it's a significant host? That's when you wanted to add it. Then it becomes a significant host. It's a little bit of a chiddush because he's now saying that your machshava is going to define the din of Chanan. But I think it's an interesting idea that it could be that Chanan is just not a metzius, because if it would be a metzius, then you couldn't make a difference between whether it's a mezit shogeg. But once you say the idea is that it's a shir and bittel, that the iser becomes identified with the heter, so it's only when you wanted to identify it there's room to say. Where you didn't want to identify it, then in such a case you could say that it's going to be mutter. So our grand Rebbe's pshat could very much work. That's one explanation. So then the machlokus between the tur and the smag will revolve around this. The smag will be machmir even if you do it b'shogeg, and the tur will say only b'mezid in terms of chanan. That's mahalach number one in the Darchei Moshe. Mahalach number two starts with va'od in the Darchei Moshe, and this is what finds its way into Shulchan Aruch. Everybody see va'od in the Darchei Moshe? Va'od nira? It's, I would say, do you have it in a special... special Dibra masculine yours? I would say it's halfway through the Darchei Moshe. It's bold, beautiful. Va'od nira, and this is what it seems to me is how the Rama is going to read the Shulchan Aruch. Va'od nira, de'efshar da'atur mechalik bin hadar minin chanan, lahadar minin kol yisurin shibri barlem, kemoshe chalik b'tshuvas harajba, shekosav dafkem nisarei v'lach b'lach, O yavish be yavish amina din riba la shogeg. Ava kol shas mishum baluak gon isur shnaf al khatikh ave yesh nasen tam va akha kakh nisra be eter levatel ein a moel. So here the Darchei Moshe sets down the famous chiluk that we've had previously, and that is that we don't say chanan by lach by lach. When do we say chanan? We say chanan lach be yavish. When the lach falls into yavish, again, there also we use the host idea. So then in such a case, then you say chatich nasis nevela. But if it's lach balach, which is you could argue that that's this case, right? So then in such a case, then you're not going to say chanan. So you have two extremes. If you're talking about lach into yavish, so then what you got, you created more iser. If, however, you've got lach balach and it was done by lach balach, and you didn't intend to be mevatalit, so then in such a case, then you'll actually be heading in the direction of heter. You'll be heading in the right direction. But if it's lach b'yavesh, then you've created chatich nas nevela, and in such a case, you're going to have to be machmir. So this is the Darchei Moshe's explanation of the machlokis between the smag and the Torah. According to this, the Torah will be makel by lach b'lach, and the smag will be machmir by lach b'lach. So let's take a look and see how it's developed in Shulchan Aruch. Yes, Eitan.
Where do we see him saying that the smag would be machmir by lach b'lach?
I assumed that's how he was learning, because there's a machlokus over here between the Torah and the smag. No,
he answers up he gives the details for the smag right before the Onira.
But I thought, let's see. I thought that was all within the first teretz.
He gives the second teretz. He rejects the first teretz and he says, "Oh, yiklanim or daafim nisar b'shogi yiklanim chana."
You're learning the Darchei Moshe, the three pshatim in the Darchei Moshe.
Well, yeah, because he rejects the first.
I thought you were right, and then I saw the gray book learned that there were two pshatim, not three pshatim. Okay, but I'm actually sympathetic with. What's the gray book called? Shiras. Yeah, Shiras Hayam. He presents as two different.
He says, "Bezera teretz nachon," like in the middle of the second answer, he says, "Bezera teretz nachon." He implies these two different mahalachim.
Okay, I need to think about what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. You want to say he already took care of the smag, and that's his smag is going to be...
The smag, yeah, it sounds like he took care of the smag as long as it didn't, that the smag held that the yediyah wouldn't create, that you don't need a yediyah to create a chana, and Hashem came to Ramah, the tour was only, you needed a yediyah, mm-hmm. So therefore.
Okay. I'm not sure. I hear what you're saying. I'm not sure. Either way, let's take a look in the Shulchan Aruch. Sif Hei. Eim avatel nisach atchila. Vafilu nafal letoch heter she'em bo shir levatlo. Eim osif in alav heter kedei levatlo. So we have a rule. This is how the Mechaber starts. So you can't be avatel nisach atchila. And you can't be mosif. Avar ubitlo o shariba alav. If you were over and you were mevatel entirely, or you added a little bit, in other words, you weren't even yet mevatel, in b'shogeg mutter, if it's b'shogeg, then it's still going to be mutter, v'im b'mezid asan l'mevatel atzma m'shulo, and if you did it b'mezid, then everything's going to be asr for yourself, v'chein l'misha mitzvatel b'shvilo, and if you did it for somebody, then it's going to be asr. Says, l'shar kol adam mutter, says the Ramah, like he says in the end of the Darchei Moshe, that only applies if you mixed yavesh be yavesh. Or afil lach be lach. L'man domer she'en bo chanan kidil il. Ava chaticha sheba le'isa lo mahani she'nitosef acha kacheter. Do amrinam be'i chatichas nasis nevela. So the Ramah says that you have to be choshesh that for chaticha nasis nevela. So many of the posts can learn. We're not going to get so much into the nitty gritty. Many of the posts can learn that the Mechaber might be al pishitaso that holds that we only say Chanan by Shari Surim. You don't say it by Shari Surim, you say it by Basar B'chalav. So therefore, the Hilchas Taruvas is not talking about Basar B'chalav, and so it might be the Mechaber and the Ramah Lishitasam. Okay, so this is the way to properly read the Mechaber and the Ramah. Rav Eitan raised the question of what is the Nechudas HaMachlokes between the Smag and the Tur. But either way, clearly the Ramah assumes that the Tur is going to hold that when it comes to Shari Surim, so here you're going to have to differentiate between whether there was a Lach into a Yavesh, while the Mechaber is going to say, no problem. There's no problem. The Pashtus, because the Mechaber holds that we don't say Chanam by Shari Surim. And that gets back to this machlokus between the smag and the tur. Okay. Now, on this psak in Shulchan Aruch, there is a pisrei tshuva that comes back to something that we saw earlier. And the pisrei tshuva comments in Sifkatan Gimel that there's an interesting split in terms of Doraisa Derabbanan. We said that when it comes to the Rajba, he holds Eim Avatel Nisach Atchil is only Midrabbanan. So Pisrei Tshuva and Sifkatan Gimel says Ayin Shach Shekasa B'Shem Poskim Shu Midrabbanan V'Ayin Beno De Yehuda De Dafka Levatel Atam Shel Isur Midrabbanan Avol Mamosho Se Isur Yavish Yavish Berovu Midoraisa. An interesting chiluk the Noda B'Yehuda makes. Noda B'Yehuda says, as we saw, we were discussing Lach B'Yavish, Lach B'Lach. That was our whole, the way the Ramah had dealt with the whole Shiloh over here. But says the Pisrei Tshuva from the Noda B'Yehuda, if you're talking about Yavesh B'Yavesh, so then he says that's going to be Min HaTorah. That's already going to be Din D'Oraisa. And similarly, if you have Mamashos, a Min M'Sheino Mino in Shishim, that's also going to be a D'Oraisa, and therefore the Isser of Eim Avatel Nisach L'Chatchila is going to be a Din D'Oraisa. So the Noda B'Yehuda is mechalek between yavesh biyavesh and lach biyavesh versus lach belach. Once we added Darchei Moshe that introduced the idea that we're talking about lach belach over here, so it could very well be that there will be a chiluk between derabbanans and doraisas. The question is, what's the internal svar of the Noda B'Yehuda? In other words, at the end of the day, if you hold the Tam Kikar as doraisa, so then lechura you wouldn't. Why would you be mechalik? So the Noda B'Yehuda svara is not so clear to me, but that is an extension of this observation of Darchei Moshe, where he differentiates between lach belach and lach biyavish. In terms of how we paskin So Rabbi Akiva Eger says that, before we get to Psak, one nafkamina, Rabbi Akiva Eger in Sifkat and Beis says v'nafkamina and bitol b'shogeg. The laharayvid bidoraisa kansin shogatu beizid ve'enam mutter el dekvarnis batel berov. So, according to the Gemara, tells us in both Chulin in the first perek, as well as in Shabbos, that if you have an iser daraisa, there are times that where kones a shogeg atu meizid. So the halacha is that you're not allowed to be mevatel iser lechatchila. If it's an iser derabbanan, then we wouldn't make a knas of shogeg atu meizid. Rekiva Eger says that if you hold that's an iser daraisa, the Gemara there says in Chulin on Daf Yud Gimel or so says that you would be kones shogeg atu meizid. So that's Rabbi Kiva Eger's nafgamina in regards to this discussion that we also have in the Pischei Tshuva. The Prima Gadim in Sifkatan Zayin has another nafkamina, whether it's Doraisa Durabanan. Let's take a look at the Prima Gadim, Sifkatan Zayin, about 7 or 8 lines in.
Which
Sif Seidas. Vihine Lechora Hanafkamina. I think what happened over here, there was a mistake in the printing, because there was it says E in this Prima Gadim about 4 times in the sentence. So the printer, there was some type of confusion where the E's go. In the end, they put in one extra Aleph Yud. So I think it goes as follows. B'chor nafgamina b'safek inafal iser Torah letavshil be'enomino i'ein mevatel min haTorah aser lehosif. V'imid rabbanon have a safek rabbanon l'kula. What happens if you have a safek if it was bata? You have a safek whether it was bata. So if we hold that eim avatlan islech atchila is a dindo raisa, so then you would have to be machmir that you wouldn't be able to be mevatel. But if you hold eim avatlan islech atchila itself is a dindo rabbanan, so now you have a safek of whether what you're doing is appropriate, so says the Prima Gadim, that will be a nafgamina. Okay. So I brought back that topic of Doraisa Durabanim because the Pischei Tshuva over here connected it to the Chiddush of Darchei Moshe that over here we're talking only by Lach Belach. And if we're talking about Lach Belach, so then the Noda the Behuda says everybody would agree that it's only Nisr Durabanim, but could be Yavish B'Yavish and Lach B'Yavish would be a Din Doraisa. And then we saw that Rabbi Kiva Eger pointed out that a nafkamina between the two would be whether you goes there shogeg atu mezid, that according to Ravid, all that terem that we had would not apply, because even if it was a shogeg, it would still be aser. And then, practically, that Rabbi Kiva Eger is theoretical, because we don't paskin like that Ravid. We don't paskin that we make a gzer of shogeg atu mezid, but the Prima Gadim in Sifkat and Zayin gives us a very interesting nafkamina, where the Prima Gadim says, nafkamina will be, what happens if you have a suffix of whether the Iser Torah fell in, enoughal Iser Torah tafshil be'enomino, so then in such a case, if you're going to say, aim of atlan, so then you're not allowed, to add. But if it's a drabbanan, so then in such a case, you could be mekel. The Chochmas Adam paskins on this shaila. If you take a look in Nun Beis Ches, in Klal Nun Beis Seif Ches, the Chochmas Adam paskins on this. He says, Hada eim evatlan iser, dafke b'mokum sheish iser bebirur. When do we say that you can't be evatl iser? That's when you know that the iser is there for sure. Avolim efshar, the ein kan iser klal, mutter. So that's mamish, the Prima Gadim's nafkamina, and the Chochmas Adam said that it's going to be mutter. So this will come up, Rabosai. This you should have in your rabbinic pocket. And that is that if you have a case of whether you have a suffix of whether there's iser there, so then you could always tell to the guy, throw in more. Right? So in our case, by the cough syrup, that's where we knew the iser was there. So then we had a separate discussion in regards to whether, if it's an iser d'rabbanan, it could be mekel. But if you have a suffix whether the iser is there, then everybody would agree you'd be able to throw in more. Now it's interesting, the Chochmas Adam's application of this is going to bring us into Simen Kuf, which we'll discuss in Mirtz Hashem next week. He says, "Ufichach chita mitulaim." If you have wheat dough, more precise flour that has become infested with bugs, Mutal atachnan berechaim gedolim de'efshe shivrichu atalom mikol arechaim. They believed, it makes sense, in those days that they had these very heavy grinders. And when the grinders would start making noise, they believed the bugs ran away. So therefore, the Chachmas Adam says, you don't know that there are bugs there. This is going to be very, very important in our shiles of bugs. Do you really know that there's bugs? Or is there a chash that there's bugs? And so on. So in a case of where you don't know that there's bugs there, so then... he says that just like you're allowed, we paskin that Eim Avatlan doesn't apply by an Isser, when there's a Suffolk, there's an Isser Daraisa, so too, over here, you'd be able to shake them away. The question is, what's a Dimyon? The Chachmasam's Dimyon is debatable, because over here, we're learning that you're being marbe alav levatlo. In the Chachmas Adam's case, you're not actually being marbe alav levatlo. So that's an open question. But either way, the Chachmas Adam clearly in our Shaila, we'll leave this Chachmas Adam to analyze down the line, but in regards to our Shaila, Chachmas Adam seems to be assuming that when you have a safek, the halacha would be that one could be makel to be marbe alav umevatlo. Yes?
This Chachmas Adam would apply by because
they didn't have a Hanan. Correct. MS. Yes.
So I'm saying, so
I need to think.
It's like a Suffolk Shisha,
essentially. So, that's a great question.
But then just go back to the previous halachas we learned in Sadiqai.
That what? Go ahead, that what?
Just remember correctly, you were saying what was considered a suffix was not considered a suffix in Gimel.
That
so,
what?
You said like a lack of idea was not a suffix.
Correct.
You were saying that for a suffix.
So, but let's say, in other words, you want to argue that every time that you're going to have a suffix, whether you have shishim, that's not called a real suffix, and therefore you would be machmir. We have to be machmir. That sounds correct to me. Right. Unless it was impossible to be Mashar with the entire world, and that would get back into that machlokas between the Taz and the Shach, that what happens if the entire world can't be Mashar? But presumably...
And so what's the difference between the Suffolk and that Suffolk?
I didn't follow the last thing you said.
What's the difference between the Sefas? If we don't know if there's a Sir there or not, and if we don't know if there's Shishim or not. Why?
All we learned over there was that we said... That's not considered an objective suffix, because you can't be mashar. Over here, there was no way for you to know. There's a way to be mashar, whether there's a shear. So I think your application of that halacha sounds right to me. But then, as you're pointing out, it's a nice point, that over here the halacha would be you'd be allowed to be marbe lov umevatlo as the Chachmas Adam paskin. But over there, where you didn't know, where you just simply don't know what the shear is, that's not considered an absolute suffix, and therefore one would have to be machmir. Correct. I think that's good. That's a good nafkamina. Okay. Good. Comes along the Taz in Sifkat and Yud, and the Taz focuses on vim b'mezid asar l'mevatel atzmo. Somebody did it b'mezid, so then it's asar for him. And as well for the one he was mevatel for. Usher for him and the one he was mevatel for. So if you take a look at Yud, the Taz comments, V'kasa Beis Yosef, says the Taz Sifkot and Yud, V'chein l'mishin ispatel b'shvilo, Pirish Rashal, Dahainu dafke sheyod hazesh ispatel avuro. Let me describe the Taz's case. There's two different instances. One is going to be considered asr when someone was mevatel for you, and the other was mutter. In one case, I go to the Rav, and I say to the Rav, I've got a shayla on this pot. So the Rav says, I have an idea. I could be mevatel it for you. So the halacha is that that's a problem. You're not allowed to be mevatel b'mezid. So therefore, if the Rav did it for me, not only is it usher for the Rav, it's usher for me. What happens if that's not the case? The case is that Reuven's wife had Isser that fell inside, and she said, you know what, before I ask the Shaila, I'm going to add in more, because I know something about Shishim. She might even be doing it innocently, and that was not Lahachis, but she says, look, I don't have a fighting chance that this food is going to be kosher the way it is now. I know that there's Tom. So I'm going to throw in more, and then ask the Rav what I could do. So what will the Rav pass? And the Rav will say, for you it's Aser, but for your husband it's Mutter. And the Marashal says, she was preparing it for her husband as well. But the halacha is only if the husband knows that you're being mevatel it for him. So in the first case, there I knew, the Rav says, okay, let's solve it. I'll be mevatel it for you. So the Rav made a mistake, therefore it's usher for him and it's usher for me. But in a case of where the Rav, the wife, does it on her own, then it's not going to be usher for the husband because he doesn't know about it. Pirish Rashal, the Hainu Dafka Shiyeda Zesh and Spatel Vuno, Vinichale, Afilu Lo Tziva O Selevatel, Avum Lo Yoda Mimenu Sharile, Darehu Kishogeg. In such a case, it's going to be considered a Shogeg. If he doesn't know about it. Now, my case of the husband is a little bit vague. Where does it fall in? And vague in the sense of which category does it fall in? The Taz says that if it's nichale for him, then if he knows about it, it's going to be problematic. Afilo tzivo so. So presumably what the Taz means is that the Rav informs me and I say to myself, great, if this works, then I'll be happy to have it. In contrast to the husband who's selling stocks, he has no idea what's happening. So then in such a case, l'chura, that's going to be mutter. He has no idea. You could have argued that anything that a wife does, by definition, is nichale for the husband and therefore is also going to be aser for him. Yesh ladun within the Taz. I think there's room to be makel in that case, because just like the husband says, honey, next time, obviously he went to Shalom Bayis class to know how to say it, but he says to his wife, honey, next time there's a little bit too much salt. Now, it's not nichale, everything she adds or doesn't add into the thing. So I would say that's not nichale for him if he doesn't know about it at all. So therefore, l'chura, the husband, would be okay in that case, and would only be usher for the wife. Yes?
Does this have anything to do with the fact that das, the connection between das and being Mevatel, is there like bite sized dollar sticking the spoon in twice? Where if you knew, if you had das, then it would be a problem.
Yes. Yes.
Here it's seemingly the same opposite. Where if you don't have das, then it's okay.
Yes. It does. That comes up in regards to the bittel. That we learned that this halacha of the bittel. That the smag really makes your point, because the smag says you need the chacham to be choker whether the guy did it bidas. If the guy didn't do it bidas, so then in such a case, then the bittel is going to be able to continue. In other words, if the first thing he doesn't become aware of, so then in such a case, then everything's going to be batel. I don't know if that's exactly so. There, no, that is important. That's maybe another example. Maybe you're asking a slightly different case, but that's another example where no, that is important. What was the case that you're asking?
When you stick the spoon in twice.
Right.
So if you know the...
And here, now how are you applying it here?
So here, meaning it's about the... If you have the das, that someone was mevatel this Isser, that this Isser, there was Isser and it was mevatel, so then it's Isser. Like for the wife, it's Isser.
Right.
The husband had no idea that there was Isser in the first place, he didn't have any das, and it's mutter.
Right. So presumably, this is another halacha. That there, that's a practical thing. In other words, the practical thing is, when does bittel set in? Over here, it's a question of whether you violated the rule of doing it b'mezid. When is it considered as if you violated that rule of doing it b'mezid? Not only if you did it, but if somebody else did it on your behalf, then it's considered as if it was niftal b'mezid for you. That's,
if you didn't know, you're just considered a shogeg.
That's right.
It's not considered as if it's not actually...
Right. No. It's considered as if it didn't violate that rule. So we had the heter of lack of kavana. That's what we're bringing out. The heter of lack of kavana. Yeah?
It,
correct me if it's an incorrect elaboration, but it sounded like from Benos and Caleb, like it, this whole question is a Knaas question. It's not
correct.
Like, as you're saying.
Right. Correct.
We don't have any reason to punish somebody.
Absolutely. That's absolutely correct. And what Shua is adding is that this falls into the machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Sander, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Meir in regards to a case of where someone did something b'shogeg, whether it goes there, whether they're going to do it b'mezid. Correct. That's what the post can bear out. Okay. There is a fascinating Rabbi Kiva Eger here, which becomes halacha l'maisa. Rabbi Kiva Eger in Sifkatan Dalit says, v'im bitel al stam l'mi sheyirtza liknos hareyu kemo shenase b'shvilam b'yichud v'asa l'kulam tshuvas rivash. So he quotes the Tshuvas Rivash that says that if, almost counterintuitive, if I had told you that the halacha is that this husband is allowed to eat the soup, again, I'm a little bit masupak b'das ha-taz, but let's say, according to the Taz, it would be so. Then I asked you, what happens if Oreos does this? Let's say there's chol of stam in Oreos, okay? So Oreos does this, so then, in such an instance, Would the halacha be that Oreos, whoever they're mevatel for, it's considered as if they're doing it for that particular customer, all of their customers, and therefore if they do it b'mezid, so then it's considered as if every customer is b'mezid. So I would have thought not. I would have said that if I'm right that for the husband it's okay, so then certainly the factory. Comes along the Rivash, and the Rivash says, no, if you're a seller, then whoever you do it for, all of your customers are considered purchasers.
Where's
Sif Katan Dalit in my edition. V'chein Lemi. Dibar Maskel, you don't have V'chein Lemi. There you go. V'nishma Mizeh. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, you're right, Chaim. It doesn't fit with the Taz. V'nishma mizeh, the af mishan espata avuro lo yoda mizeh udiloka taz. So he says, you're right. You're according to the Taz, it might be even the husband is allowed to eat, and then certainly the customers would be allowed to eat. But the Rivash is disagreeing with this whole Taz. The Rivash is holding that the din is in the hands of the mevatel, and if the mevatel, whoever the mevatel has in mind, whether he knows about it or he doesn't know about it, the halacha is a mevatel nisachatchila applies for them as well.
Isn't this what Rama says?
When
it says mutil chaladam.
Yeah.
So where exactly is Rama falling out on this?
Which Rama are you referring to?
Right after mutil chaladam, you have to give it away for free.
We didn't read that Rama yet. Maybe that's part of the problem. I mean, I know what Rama you're talking about. All right, so let's do that Rama. So Binyamin requests that let's do a Rama. Says the Rama. Okay, Rav Osso, we'll put the Taz and Rabbi Kiva Eger on the side for a second. Says the Rama. Vasurim lemachro gam kein sral acher shlo yehenu mimenu shebitlo. That's the Rama you're talking about? You're not allowed to sell it to another Jew because the Jew is going to get Hana. So what's the case? Let's be as precise. We're no longer talking about Nabisco. I'm not talking about a massive Gentile corporation. No way the owners of Jew that could be owned by Jews with a name like Nabisco. It's not a Jewish name. So let's say we're talking about Pashkis, right? There's no way that that's an Italian. So you have Pashkis candy. So Pashkis candy realizes that they had Isser. So then the halacha is, and there was batel. So not only is Mr. Pashkis not allowed to eat it himself, but Mr. Pashkis is also not allowed to sell another Jew. What's the chiddush of the Rama? That the chiddush of the Rama is like this, that the Jew that buys it, Mr. Horowitz that buys it, is also getting hana now from the bittel. Because what now is happening is that food that was going to be thrown out, he has hana from. So I think Rabbi Yamin, it's not directly connected, because the chiddush of this Rama is telling us that any type of hana that comes from the bittel is going to be aser. Not only the one who's mevatel it, but if you're getting hana from that bittel, because that candy was supposed to get thrown out. Now, it's true. It happens to be that you're walking into a superstore, you're working into a supersal, and there are 35 Pashkis packages on the thing. And you didn't have to buy the one that had bittel. But at the end of the day, there it's considered as if you're getting hana. Maybe, by the way, the halacha might change. Once upon a time, it wasn't mass-produced. And if you couldn't buy this one or that one, you probably couldn't buy it at all. Nowadays, you could buy many others, but it depends on how big the run was, etc., etc. Either way, that's what the Rama is saying. But that I don't think Rabbi Yamin is this issue, because this issue is a little bit different. Here, Rabbi Kiva Eger comes along, and he expands, and he says, if I'm relying on Eime Vatlan Issa, if I'm doing Eime Vatlan Issa L'chatchila, then not only am I amazed, everybody else is considered part of the mazed. And it seems to be the idea is that if we're not going to include every customer as being the mazed, then everybody who's producing is going to say, I'm not doing it for myself, I'm doing it for them. So what's going to happen is everybody that's producing food is going to be mevatel l'chatchila. So it's like a gzera, as Shua pointed out. This is all part of the gzeras. So we're afraid that this person's going to shrug his shoulders. Mr. Pashkis is going to shrug his shoulders and say, I'm doing it for myself. Come on, you're not doing it for yourself. You're doing it for everybody else. Then you're always going to be doing it for everybody else. And you're going to say that if you're going to say, it's not for me, it's for everybody else, so then you're going to constantly be doing be mevatel l'chatchila. So that's what that's what the Tshuvas HaRivash seems to be gunning out for. Okay, now this becomes a big deal in terms of halacha l'maisa l'maisa. Let's say the OU is brought into Nobisco, okay? Pashkis only brings in people whose last names are very Hungarian. But let's say they bring in... you didn't get that. Okay. Now, let's say they bring in the OU. Point is that the what I meant was the frumer companies, right? The frumer companies will the hashgacha to look frumer is they'll put on the names of frum rebbes. They'll put them on. But what the OU points out is that 95% of the ingredients all come from hashgachas from OU. In other words, the Rebbes are just giving a haskama to the OU's hashkacha. But it's good. Everybody, as long as it's done b'shalvu b'nachas, it's fine, there's no problem. So, it's all marketing nowadays. Look, who would have, in the 40s and 50s, no one was interested in eating something that looked from. Nowadays, there are people who show off that they're from, even in the things they eat. That's amazing. In the 40s and 50s, it wasn't like that. As long as it's not being done in a negative way. But if you do it in a positive way, look at Rav Levi Yitzchak Barditchev would find the positive in that. Nachzar l'inyanenu. So Mr. Nabisco calls in the OU, and the OU tells him, you know what? Whether we're talking about Chol of Stam or we're talking about something else, they tell them, you know what? There's a little bit too much of this non-kosher product. But because it's so little, if you add a little bit more of all the other stuff, then we could give you hashgacha. But otherwise, we won't be able to give you the hashgacha. So Nabisco runs through all their scientists, and the scientists said, no problem. We'll add this. And they run it by the scientists, write up their whole thing. This is how it... I understand how it works. It's really this serious. They write up their whole proposal. They send it off to the OU. The Rabbanim and the OU go through it. And they say, for sure, they're Shishim. So now, we have the following Shaila. Is the OU now allowed to give the Hashgacha? They're being Mevatel in Isur. By the way, sometimes it might just be even be that the machines were used for Isur. Right? And the OU says, if you do X, Y, and Z, that will be mevatel the Isser, and then that's going to be fine. Or do we say no? At the end of the day, there are two possibilities over here. Number one, you could say that they're doing it for the Jewish customers, just like the Rivash said. That's one issue. And number two, the other issue is, to say that they're doing it on the behest of the Mashkiach. So it's considered as if the Mashkiach himself, the Hashkocha itself, is being mevatel the Isser. That's the Shaila. Do you consider as if the Hashkocha itself is doing the Isser? Now, if they didn't come to you and they didn't ask you, so maybe in such a case that would be fine. But here, they asked them, and they say, no, you're going to have to do more in order to make it kosher. So let's start with the most chomer position and then work to the more lenient. The Badei HaShulchan, this was a big find for me last time, the Badei HaShulchan in Simin Sadi Tesif, hey, I'll take the question shortly, I just want to have these parts clear. The Badei HaShulchan on page Pei Beis, Diber Maschil Vihine, it's in the middle of your booklet, right after Ramesh's Chuvas. So the Badei HaShulchan is a machmir in this case. He says, Vihine, V'fi kol zeh ha'yinir l'hatir nesinas hechsher l'totzoras nochrim shenos n'memachle eiseshu iser kol sheish b'shim kenegdo. He says, at first glance, I'm willing to say that even though the companies do bitul esur l'chatchila, then in such case can be mutter. V'afil kishuav kon Yisrael. And even if the majority of customers are Jews. Meharivash! I'm sorry. Da'av she'ivanu me'rivash, even though you could ask from the rivash, denasu mechav l'kenas kol echad, hani mili b'Yisrael. That only applies to a Jew. In other words, what was the rivash saying? The rivash was saying that you, Mr. Pashkis, can't do it, and say, well, I'm not doing it for myself. Everybody knows that you're doing it for your konim that are Yisraelim. But what happens if it's Mr. Nabisco? Avo b'nachri ha'af ba'asa lehedya l'tzarech Yisrael shari. But the nachri is allowed to do it l'tzarech Yisrael. V'gam ha'ad dekonim osa me'en nachri ima ze iser. Mikima shekvar nispatel. He says in such a case it should be mutter. V'nim tzeh l'chor she'en b'zeh tzad yisli Yisrael konim. At first glance, the Badei HaShulchan is meikul. Then he backtracks. Rafai Lakon Shlita comes out L'chumra, big Chumra. De'eno came. De kol zeke shebita anochri me'atzmoi. That's when the nochri decides to do it on his own. Avol mechfakeach anosei na'echsher harei mitzaveu al kocha lasos ba'ofen she'yisri yisbatel v'kol she'tzivo Yisrael v'ki'ilu aso Yisrael me'atzmo. It's considered as if the Jew did it. That's how Rafai Volkon says it. He says the hashkachas are so powerful that at the end of the day, it's the hashkacha that's causing Mr. Mbisco to do it. And if it's the hashkacha that caused it to do it, then oh, you did it. And then it's going to be usser. Then it's going to be usser. That's how Rafai Volkon comes out. Now, Rav Miller Shlita pointed, I think I got this from Rav Miller, pointed out that Rav Moshe has a fascinating double tshuva in Yoredei Chelik Aleph, Simin Samach Gimel Simach Samach Dalid, to Rav Taitz. Rav Taitz Etzal, that's Rav Blau Shlita's father-in-law. Rav Pinchas Taitz. He was the most popular Dafyomi Shir before, way before the technology of MP3s and internet. The first popular Shir Gemara that was done through modern medium was given by Rav Pinchas Taitz, the founder of Elizabeth. Elizabeth, to this day, is most of the kehillahs run as one uniform kehillah that was founded by Rabbi Taitz. Rabbi Taitz was a big Talmud Chacham from the Lithuanian yeshivas, and he founded the kehillah in Elizabeth, New Jersey. He has quite a few tshuvas to Rav Moshe, so he gave the most popular shir. It was a shir over the radio on Matzai Shabbos, a Gemara shir. He would do half an amud a week, and there were many, many people. That was the first time that a modern medium was used to convey shir of Torah. He was the first. Anyhow, Rabbi Taitz also ran many things in New Jersey, and he introduced the following product. There were many whiskeys. To this day, you have the Shiloh blended whiskeys that had Yayin Nesach in a little bit of wine inside. So we're going to discuss Amir Tzashem. We touched on it in a drop? touch it a little bit. A chanan, that's right. So we're coming. You're right. We did touch it already. So we had in regards to chanan by shari surim. So if you have blended whiskey that gets involved, the cherry caskets and so on, that we didn't discuss yet. With the cherry caskets, we just discussed in regards to chanan and shari surim. But you have the problem of blended whiskey and with a little bit of yayin nesach that's inside. So Rabbi Teitz introduced to the Jewish market. A type of whiskey that was entirely with a hechsher of his. So Ramosha then in a tshuva discusses
it
whether
had the wine in it?
It didn't have wine.
It did
not have wine. He tried to introduce something that doesn't have hechsher at all. That doesn't have any wine at all, and it had his hashkacha. So he asks Ramosha if he could publicize that everything else is really usser. So Ramosha says that it's not pashut that everything is usser. And he discusses maybe it's going to be that even the blended whiskey. By the way, in Amshinov, I remember as a child they're very, very makpid not to drink blended whiskey. All as a child, that was a big thing that the Hasidim were very, very machmir that they would only drink straight either vodka or there's single straight bourbon, right? Single malt and bourbon and so on. So that when I was a child, that was a big thing that Hasidim. We're very machmir on this. The reason why in the Litvisha world they weren't as machmir is because Ramesha had a few reasons why he wasn't convinced that it was Aser. And Ramesha then says like this in the tshuva before. This is Simin Samach Gimel. Oh wow, there's at least three tshuvas. There's Samach Bey, Samach Gimel, Samach Dalet. There's many, many tshuvas back and forth. And so Ramesha says something interesting. He says, when they bring me a lechayim, he says, I drink whatever they give me. Says because there's enough to be makel on, and I don't want to disturb. I don't want to offend people. It's interesting. He says by myself, I wouldn't drink it myself. But if they drink, so he said, I drink a tiny lechayim, and that's it. So that's really interesting. Ramosha drank. So then obviously he felt mikra d'dina. There were many reasons to be makel, even though there was a little bit of yayin nesach. So he writes. Ramosha appears in Yardei Chelik Av Kuf Ches. Take a look. Sheinis Shitas Hamarshal. He quotes our mashal. It's on page Kuf Ches. In your booklet, it's the last page. Second to last page, Kuf Ches. Shein Yishitas HaMarshal, he quotes Aratas. That if he doesn't know about it, then it's going to be permissible. He says that it's a machlokas between the Rivash and the Marshal. The Taz was Mekel and the Rivash was Machmir. He says the only time where machmir is when you have an eved and so on, where there's a relationship between the adon and the eved. But here, the consumer is going to ask the fellow to be mevatel. He's never going to ask him to do it. So then. Ramosha says as follows. The only time there might be a chash is when there's Rov Yisrael. If there's Rov Yisrael that's buying the whiskey, so then you might say, wait a second. Eventually the guy is going to do it directly on behalf of a Yisrael, and that's problematic. But where you have Rov Goyim, then in such a case, the halacha is that one could be Mekel, and that was Ramesha's Tzad Lahakel. The moment in which the majority of the consumers are Gentiles, in such a case, one could be Mekel. And then he says, the only thing is, according to the Rivash, that's not so Pashut. According to the Rivash, Yesh Ladun, and then he says, at the end of the day, it's a Safik Milsa Derabanan, and he's going to be Mekel. What I want to bring out is that Ramosha over here doesn't seem to be concerned about a case of where the guy is doing it on behalf of a Jew at all. And it doesn't sound like anywhere in this tshuva that Ramosha considers if you'll have a Rava Machshir giving the Hashkacha, that will be considered as if the Rava Machshir did it. Now it's true. The case of Ramosha is not where Rav Teitz is giving the Hashkacha. But Ramosha is discussing whether you could give a Hashkacha on such a thing. And he doesn't raise such a problem. So Mashmos or Ramosha is that Ramosha was Mekel more than the Badei HaShulchan was. And we have to pass the Shaila over to the Gdolei HaPaskim of our generations, find out what the OU does in such an instance. But this all stems from this Taz and this Rivash. According to the Taz, the halacha seems to be straight up that it wouldn't be a problem. Lo noda. According to Rivash, there's more reason to be machmir. And Reb Moshe himself says that there's a lot of room to paskin like the Taz. And even according to the Rivash, the only reason to be machmir is going to be in a case b'pashtus b'rov akum, b'rov Yisrael. When it's rov akum, so then yesh ladun within the Rivash. So Reb Moshe is saying, at the end of the day, the Taz is the pashtus, as long as no noda, you can be makel. But within the Rivash, yesh ladun. And it seems to be that Reb Moshe would say that when there's Rov Yisrael, it's going to be more of a problem than when the product is being made Rov Nachri. Coming back to Nabisco, Nabisco is doing it for Rov Nachri, clearly doing it for Rov Nachri. So there again, there's another tzad to be makel. So you have the Taz, you have Rov Nachri, but the Badei Shulchan has his Chumrah about the Rav Hamachshir. Yes, Eitan.
Is what you're saying that Reb Moshe's talking about a case where the Metzias is where it's Batal Rosh Hashanah already. Are you saying that Reb Moshe would not do even for the Rav Machshir to tell them to?
That's I was Mesupuk. Enochanami.
The case that Rebbe gave was a case where they tell them to change the recipe and to add more heter.
Right.
Would Reb Moshe be Machshir to add more heter to an already existing recipe?
So that's right. I hear what you're saying. You're saying that Enochanami. Reb Moshe would be saying that you could give the hashkacha. But maybe Reb Moshe would only say you could give the hashkacha if that's what their ingredients already are. But the case of the Badei HaShulchan, where he was machmir, was a case of where his lashon, the Badei HaShulchan's lashon.
He was machmir in the case
where they told him. He says, Avla mefakeach, that's 7 lines from the bottom. First of all, lines mefakeach. Hanosei nechare mitzaveu al kacha, lasas ba'ofen she'isir. So I hear your diuk. In other words, you want to say that maybe Reb Moshe would agree, where if Mr. Nabisco consults the OU, then even Reb Moshe in such a case would be no difference between. I hear what you're saying. I would have expected Reb Moshe to spell that out. I would have expected Reb Moshe to spell that out because Reb Moshe is saying this is mutter. It's mutter. It's no problem. You could even give a hashkach on such a thing. But I guess we would have to go over the whole tshuva from the beginning to the end to figure out what the tone of the tshuva is. This time around, I looked at this paragraph again. Just 1 second. Let's see if we could quickly survey the tone over here. Now we have to go through all the tshuvas to answer that question. I hear you're making a good point. Yes, Zach.
I'm understanding what difference would it make if it was for Rov Yisrael? I mean, even if it was for Rov Goyim, what I'm just saying, and they would still be doing it, I'll dask the Jewish people to, like,
right.
Even though Shkot, the Rov of their consumers are Goyim, but if they could get an extra percent amount of consumers and the Shkot is telling them to do it, so it's the same philosophy, they're doing it for. And we'd be getting hung up directly.
Right. So Reb Moshe reads as follows. Reb Moshe is saying as follows. He says like this, that the bipashtus, in a case of where there is a mocher, and the mocher is clearly selling to everybody else. So there, l'chura, the taz would be makel even in that case, because it's lo noda. Says Reb Moshe, but what happens if they know the majority of their customers are Jewish, then maybe even the Taz, there's room to be machmir. To which he then says, but in this case, where it's Rov Goyim, then for sure the Taz will be makel, but you still have the Rivash, like you said. That's how Reb Moshe is presenting.
I thought he's saying the Rivash would be makel when it's Rov Jewish.
No.
But that's not where it's
no.
I thought the Rivash only applies when we're telling them what to do.
No, he says, Achla Rivash. I know I was vague when I said it over. It's not your fault. When I said it over, I was vague. But he says, "Ach la rivash shehevi Rabbi Kiva Eger shetzarch lomar shelo plug kimin shal kapan nasuvar yesh ulai lassar." See, the problem with Moshe over here is he has a lot of ulais over here. He says, according to Rivash, maybe there's going to be room to be machmir.
Even Badei Shulchan says that we're not closest with the Rivash when they had their own recipe that was butter, right? Only when we tell them.
He doesn't spell it out.
Why the children don't spell it out?
I don't recall him spelling it out.
But that he was answering in a case where it's because the Hashgacha told them to be mevatel.
Yeah.
No, he said by a guy. Oh, you're spelling out a guy. Yeah, correct. Correct. Yes, correct. By a guy. Yes,
yeah,
yes,
if
yes.
If a guy is making it, the Rivash should be motivated. Then it's
right.
Not. That's only us, or when it's a Jew making.
Right. So in a way, on that side, he's even actually being more makele than Ramosha is explicitly.
No, but for the Rivash, if we tell him to do it, even though the guy is making it, it's a zifur.
Right. Right. There's another nafkamina, what Rav Eitan is saying. Go ahead, you can say, interrupt.
No, if Ramosha doesn't say, I'm going to add this too, but it doesn't say explicitly like that the Rivash would be makel if a guy does it, Ramosha doesn't make that point.
Right. In other words, Ramosha said that it seemed to say that the Rivash might be even machmir where the guy, Mr. Nabisco, is doing it, but there's Rov Kone Yisrael. So that, right, exactly. But in terms of Lemaisa, just to review, Lemaisa, the Badei HaShulchan is Machmer by the Mashgiach. I originally had read the tshuva that Rav Moshe never entertains the possibility that Mashgiach could be Machmer, but what you're teaching me today is that maybe Rav Moshe himself would agree in the case of where the kashrus organization is consulted that you could be, that you would still have to be machmir. I didn't see any of that in Rav Moshe's, in these string of tshuvas, but we would have to look back. Yes?
This chakra right here, the...
Which ice? Yes. Right. Correct.
That's just going along with what we're saying, Amitiv HaLadim, for a Jew.
Correct.
We're saying, in general, we don't want to tell a non-Jew to go move up, like... What is the issue of telling the non-Jew that we're so negotiation to tell a Jew to do it?
We're afraid that you're going to end up doing it yourself.
The same for the shop, and for the same for is that we don't want you to do it for you, or if you're just telling it, or does that make difference if it's for the customers? Would that be?
No, the chash is that you're going to tell the guy to do for you.
I'm saying, what about Jews in general? Is what we're saying now, would it be any different, or is?
That depends on how you look at whether you agree with the Rivash or not. From the Shach, you can't infer from the Shach which way you go. Correct. Correct. Okay, Rabbosai, the Siyata, the Shmaya, the truth is we came up a drop short. It's already 4:35. So there's one more topic, so we'll pick up with it, Mirtz Hashem, on Monday. And...